Chapter 16. Raish was listening with an agonized impatience that he was trying not to show. He was sitting in an improvised cell deep in the warrens of Billy Botten, having been accompanied through alleys he no longer remembered. He, who in the old days could have threaded those same alleys unerringly and lost any pursuer. The man with him, clad in the green of the Geronimite guard, was either a missionary, a brainwasher, or a kind of theologian Mank. At any rate, he had announced his name to be Sander Nee, and he was delivering a long message in a thick Dalite accent that he had clearly learnt by heart. "If the people of Dal want to enjoy quality, they must show themselves worthy of it. Good rule, quiet behaviour, seemly pleasures are all requirements. Aggressiveness and the bearing of knives are the accusations others make against us to justify their intolerance. We must be clean, in a word," and Raish broke in. "I agree with you, Guardsman Nee, every word, but I must see Mr. Geronim." Slowly the guardsman shook his head. "You can't, unless you got some appointments, some permission. Look, I'm the son of an important professor at Streeling University, a mathematics professor."
"Don't know no professor. Thought you said you was from Dal."
"Of course I am. Can't you tell the way I talk?
And you got an old man who's a professor at a big university? That don't sound likely."
"Well, he's my foster father."
The guardsman absorbed that and shook his head.
"You know anyone in Dal?"
"Yeah, well, there's Mother Rita. She'll know me."
She had been very old when she had known him. She might be senile by now, or dead.
"Never heard of her."
"Who else?" He had never known anyone likely to penetrate the dim consciousness of this man facing him. His best friend had been another youngster named Smoogey, or at least that was the only name he knew him by. Even in his desperation, Raish could not see himself saying, "Do you know someone my age named Smoogey?" Finally, he said, "There's Hugo Amaral." A dim spark seemed to light Nee's eyes.
"Who?"
"Hugo Amaral," said Raish eagerly. "He works for my foster father at the university."
"He a Dalite too? Everyone at the university Dalites?"
"Just he and I. He was a heat sinker."
"Well, what's he doing at university?"
"My father took him out of the heat sinks 8 years ago."
"Well, I'll send someone."
Raish had to wait. Even if he escaped, where would he go in the intricate alleyways of Billy Botten without being picked up instantly? 20 minutes passed before Nee returned with the corporal who had arrested Raish in the first place. Raish felt a little hope. The corporal, at least, might conceivably have some brains. The corporal said,
"Who's this Dalite, you know?"
"Hugo Amaral, corporal. A heat sinker who my father found here in Dal 8 years ago and took to Streeling University with him."
"Why did he do that?"
"My father thought Hugo could do more important things than heat sink, corporal."
"Like what?"
"Mathematics. He..."
The corporal held up his hand.
"What heat sink did he work in?"
Raish thought for a moment.
"Well, I was only a kid then, but it was at C2, I think."
"Close enough. C3.
"Then you know about him, corporal?"
"Not personally, but the story is famous in the heat sinks, and I've worked there too. And maybe that's how you've heard of it. Have you any evidence that you really know Hugo Amaral?"
"Look, let me tell you what I'd like to do. I'm going to write down my name on a piece of paper and my father's name. Then I'm going to write down one word. Get in touch, any way you want, with some official in Mr. Geronim's group. Mr. Geronim will be here in Dal tomorrow, and just read him my name. My father's name, and the one word. If nothing happens, then I'll stay here till I rot, I suppose. But I don't think that will happen. In fact, I'm sure that they'll get me out of here in 3 seconds, and that you'll get a promotion for passing along the information. If you refuse to do this, when they find out I'm here, and they will, you will be in the deepest trouble possible. After all, if you know that Hugo Amaral went off with a big-shot mathematician, just tell yourself that same big-shot mathematician is my father. His name is Harry Selden."
The corporal's face showed clearly that the name was not unknown to him.
He said, "What's the one word you're going to write down?"
"Psychohistory."
The corporal frowned.
"What's that?" That doesn't matter. Just pass it along and see what happens.
The corporal handed him a small sheet of paper torn out of a notebook.
All right, write it down and we'll see what happens.
Raish realized that he was trembling. He wanted very much to know what would happen. It depended entirely on who it was that the corporal would talk to, and what magic the word would carry with it.